The Last Goodbye, LCD Sound System live at Madison Square Garden. It is a pretty epic project. Five LP vinyl. Yeah. And it's
so absurd.
It's a heavy thing.
It's
anyway.
A heavy object.
And I think you.
I think it's 180 gram vinyl, which I'm trying to fight for it not to be.
Make it 183. Make it just a little bit heavier.
I'll be honest, and you know, it doesn't sound 180 gram vinyl doesn't sound better than traditional 140 gram vinyl. It doesn't.
Aren't the grooves deeper? Isn't that?
It's just a bunch of nonsense marketing. It doesn't sound any better at all. A well pressed, normal record is. The limitations are not the thickness of the vinyl.
But, if I'm not mistaken, there had to be...
Sorry. Tangent.
There had to be a mix for the documentary.
Yeah.
And then also a completely different mix for...
For the record
well, as yeah, well. Because, is that why it's taken so long?
Well, I learned this the hard way. We did a show, and because I'm a control freak, we played a show in Manchester a long time ago, and it was filmed. And I was like, oh, I'll mix it. So I mixed it without the picture. I just mixed it the way I wanted it to sound. And then we hooked up the picture. And because I tend to make things quite dry and dead, it looked fake. Like, you watch the film, and if I listen to it on its own, I'm like, this sounds great. And then you watch the footage, and you're like, oh, it looks like we've overdubbed everything. Because I've tightened all the sounds up so much by, like, turning off the audience mics and all that stuff. I was like, I don't care about that stuff. I just want to, like, hear the stuff the way I want to hear it. So I learned that lesson. I was like, oh, when we make the film, I have to mix it in a different way, like, so that it makes sense with what you're seeing. So I had it's 100 tracks of audio and, you know, 4 hours. It was a pretty intense thing. So I had to mix it, like, watching the film and, like, oh, like, it looks funny. The guitar seems too loud for what we're seeing. So I'd have to, like, you know, make these little adjustments, and even in moments when we move around the stage to try and do that. And that didn't seem like, it seemed cheap to kind of just be like, that's not what I would do just to make a record. And plus, that's mixed to computer for the film to be striped into the film. And since we were doing it in vinyl, and I'm sure there's a digital something or other, but I don't care. So it's making, to me, I make records, and if someone makes a CD out of it or a download, that's their problem. And so... because I'm old and I have records. But so I mixed it to tape. Like, I wanted to mix these songs, like, just mix them and do them the right way. And I would listen to I would try to carry over the audience level between songs so that it could be blended when it's mastered. So I just mixed them without video again. I just mixed them the way I would mix them for audio. And that was really fun. And they don't sound anything, like, they sound so radically different, because one of them is like this big, it's a concert film, and the other one is like a sonic document. And boy, oh boy, that was, the film took forever, and then mixing this took forever, and then just getting it done, like getting the artwork done when everybody's gone there. It's like, everyone's gone their different ways. We're like, all right, cool, bye.
Everyone's left the party, yeah. And you're there.
And I'm there like,
still
wait,
playing music to yourself.
I only have to finish the little movie that this party's about, so... it took a long time. It took a long time to work out who was going to put it out, like who's going to be willing to do this thing. I don't know. It's just been a long slog.